Now on to some letters to the evening news. We've just heard about solar panels. Well, Dawn Gibson of Fakenham adds her thoughts. The government is pushing for councils to build more and more houses, which of course will cover quite a bit of land. But now they want to use thousands of acres to erect solar panels as well. The ministers in government, like Ed Miliband, do they have any idea what they are embarking on? Any concept of the countryside? With the increase in population and the now unreliable seasonable weather, we need all the farmland to produce as much food as possible. As a country, we should try to be more self-sufficient in growing and providing our own food, not covering arable land with ugly panels. Shouldn't it be compulsory that solar panels are part of the design on all new buildings, be it houses, hospitals, factories, or warehouses? This would make more sense, but unfortunately, common sense is a rare commodity.
Press freedom was evidently the subject of a recent letter, and Paul Milner of Sheringham has a very pointed response. John Murray, in writing to a British newspaper to say we in Britain cannot guarantee press freedom, contradicts his own words. Letters, October the 5th. Why? Because in Russia, North Korea, China, Iran, etc., people have to be extremely careful what they write and what they say. That's if they want to avoid a long prison sentence or worse. In Britain, we can say the press and TV are biased and unfair. The government is undemocratic. The Prime Minister has been two-faced. Even we should abolish the monarchy. We can organise and take part in protest marches to back up this, and all without fear of brutal, unlawful state retribution. John talks of not getting the plain, unvarnished truth from our media. I beg to differ. We can buy left-wing newspapers like The Guardian or right-wing papers like The Telegraph and myriad newspapers in between. Some are sensationalist, others very sober. But overall, I believe we can get the unvarnished truth if we choose to look for it.
Norma Broadest of Norwich has ideas for the future of the Debenhams building. The Debenhams site is a centre point in Norwich. How about having a radical rethink and creating a centre point, as in London, for accommodation, advice, training and well-being of young people who might otherwise be on the streets with little or no future, perhaps descending into a life of crime and or drug abuse?
I think most would agree that St Stephen Street is not the prettiest of shopping streets. Trevor Lewis of Trouse highlights a potential new blight. Good news, I thought, when starting to read in the newspaper that the former Argos store in St Stephen's, Norwich, is to be refurbished with a view to reopening as two units. But then I saw you reported that one of the units might be reserved for a slot machine operator. If that is true, it would be better for the whole street and Norwich as a whole if it were left boarded up.
Does common sense reign in bureaucratic circles? Leslie Nelson of Hempnall evidently thinks not. I read with interest the article about James Paget Hospital being told they should use the phrase assigned male, female at birth, instead of born male or born female. It seems that the hospital bosses have no knowledge about the development of the unborn child. If they did, they would know that the sex of a child is determined at conception, not decided or assigned at birth. Do they think that an unborn baby might change its mind as it travels down the birth canal?
Linda Miller of Dereham takes up the same point. My biggest surprise when reading about Rupert Lowe's criticism of the James Paget Hospital was that the hospital has a communications department with the time to produce such controversial 8-page documents. I thought the NHS was struggling financially. Do all hospitals have such a department? If so, how many people are employed and at what cost? Perhaps the NHS could have one central, small office to send out emails, which nobody reads as they're too busy, to all staff in the country. Yet another example of wasting our money.